They said he is forever true. Now let me share with you this same passage from, well, a portion of this passage, the main part that I want you to get to, from different translations. I shared with you a little earlier today that a lot of people, including me, do like to study the Bible from different translations because it can help you get a fuller sense of what is actually conveyed for various reasons. So let me read that same passage, well, a portion of that passage from first the New American Standard Bible, which reads, "For an angel of the Lord went down at certain seasons into the pool and stirred up the water. Whoever then first, after the stirring up of the water, stepped in was made well from whatever disease with which he was afflicted." Let me read to you that same portion from the Holman Christian Standard Bible. "Because an angel would go down into the pool from time to time and stir up the water. Then the first one who got in after the water was stirred up recovered from whatever ailment he had." Do you see why the man who was an invalid, a paralytic, said to the Lord Jesus, "Sir, when I'm trying to get into the pool, someone gets down ahead of me." And he would have to go back the way he came, come back to that pool at the time that the angel would be stirring that water again, and hope to be the first one in. Because as the scriptures tell us, this would happen from season to season. This would happen from time to time. That the only one who would receive healing would be the first one who got into that water after the angel had stirred up the water. The angel was there doing God's bidding for him. The angel, this was a holy angel who was stirring up that water on God's behalf so that the first person in the water after the angel had stirred it is the one who would be healed. But here's the thing. The first one in, not the first, second, and third. Listen, not everyone who made it into the water after the angel stirred. It's not what the scriptures tell us. It doesn't say the first 20 who got into the water after the angel had stirred it. And remember now, order. They had to get into the water not before, but after the angel had stirred the water. It wasn't the first 30. It wasn't the first 20. It wasn't the first 10. It wasn't the first 3. The only one who received healing was the first one who got into that water after the angel had stirred the water. So now back to this scene where the Lord Jesus is at the pool. While there is a great number of disabled people at that pool wanting to be healed. That's the reason they were there. They wanted to be healed. That's the reason this invalid was there. This paralytic was there. He wanted to be healed. Jesus asked him, "Do you want to get well?" "Sir, I have no one to help me into the pool when the water is stirred. When I'm trying to get in," the fact that he was trying to get in, and not only trying to get in, but he was trying to get in first. Why? Not to go for a swim, not just to enjoy the temperature of the water, but so he could be healed. That was the question he was answering. Do you want to get well? And in essence, yes, he wanted to get well. And he made that clear by pointing out to Jesus, "I come here and I'm brought here and I try to get into the water, but when I'm trying to get there, someone else gets in ahead of me." That person ends up being the first one in. That person ends up being healed. And so I can't get healed. So Jesus told him, get up, pick up your mat and walk. The Lord Jesus, who has said to the people, I always do the will of my Father who is in heaven, did not call out to all that multitude who needed healing and ask, do you, plural, do you all, do you, plural, want to get well? So that all of them could yell out, yes, yes, we want to get well. No. The Bible says one who was there had been an invalid for 38 years when Jesus saw him lying there. Do you think he did not see the rest of that multitude who was also lying around that pool? Come on. There was nothing wrong with Jesus' vision. But he chose, to zero in on one person. Out of that great number of people who were there and needed healing, Jesus zeroed in on just one. Why? He was doing this the way God had always done it. At this pool, from time to time, from season to season, the water would be stirred up, and the first one, in other words, God would heal one person. And doing it the way it had always been done by God, Jesus healed one person at that pool. Ladies and gentlemen, this is the principle I want you to grab hold of. The Lord Jesus, the Lord God Almighty, God the Father, God the Son, God the Spirit has the power to heal all. They do not always have the intention to heal all. They do not always have the will to heal everyone who comes for healing. We need to accept that so that we embrace God's sovereignty and we don't have people thinking all you have to do is claim your healing and you'll get it. Maybe, maybe not. What does God have to say about each individual situation? Back in a few.